Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请我们打开马太福音
Chapter 4
第四章
We read from verse 5 through verse 7
我们从第五节念到第七节
Matthew chapter 4 verses 5, 6 and 7
马太福音第四章第五六七节
I'll read it in English and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后我们用中文读。
Then the devil takes him, that our Lord Jesus, to the holy city and sets him upon the edge of the temple and says to him, If thou be Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give charge to his angels concerning thee, and on their hands shall they bear thee.Lest in any wise thou strike thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is again written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
马太福音第四章第五节，魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的事责，用手破着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
This time we are considering together on this matter of the Lord's temptation.
这次我们会讲到主所受的试探
But our emphasis is not on his temptations alone.
但是我们所要着重的还不是试探的本身
What we want to see is he was tempted as the Son of Man.
我们所要看见的是主以人子的地位来受试探
Of course, as the Son of God, he can never be tempted.
以神子来说他是不能受试探的
and he does not tempt anyone
他也不试探人
but as the son of man he was tempted
但是以人子来说他就要受试探
as the son of man he was a representative of a new mankind
他作为人子就做了新人类的代表
that is he is the head of all those who are his
那就是他是所有属于他的人的头
So in his temptation we can see our temptation
所以在他所受的试探里面我们就能够看见我们所要受的试探
And by his victory we also can overcome
因着他的得胜我们也能够得胜
In the three temptations that are recorded in the scriptures
在圣经所记载主耶稣所受的三个试探
Actually it sums up all the temptations that man can ever face
这里就说出人类所要所受到的所有的试探
And in these three temptations we find three main issues of life
在这三个试探里面我们就能够看见生命三个重要的事项
And then from these issues we canunderstand the principles behind them
从这几个事项我们就能够找出背后的原则
in the first temptation that our Lord Jesus endured
我们主耶稣所忍受第一个的试探
he was tempted to turn the stones into bread
他就受试探要把石头变成食物
it is the issue is over this matter of living
这个事情包括就关系到我们的生活
How do you live?
我们怎样生活呢
Do you live by bread alone?
我们是不是靠着食物生活呢
Or do you live by every word that comes out from the mouth of God?
或者我们活着是靠神口里所出的一切话呢
What is the principle of our living?
我们生活的原则是什么呢
Do we live by bread alone?
我们是不是活着单靠食物呢
That is, we seek after these physical things for ourselves
这就是说我们为着自己追求这些的物质的东西
We live for our own good
我们为着自己的利益而活
Or do we liveby the word of God
或者是我们靠着神的话而活呢
that is to say we live by God
那就是说我们靠神而活
as believers
作为像一个相信主的人
we are supposed not to live by bread alone.
我们不应该单靠食物而活。
You know, people in the world, they live for bread alone.
你知道世人今天是为食物而活。
That is the purpose of their life.
那就是他们生命的目的。
They will do everything and anything just to satisfy their own selves.
为着要满足他们的自己，他们就不惜一切的代价。
They live for themselves.
他们为自己而活。
But this is not the case with God's people.
但是神的子民不应该是这样。
We should live as our Lord Jesus lived.
我们应该好像主耶稣一样的生活。
He lived by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
他活着是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He denied himself.
他否定他自己。
He denied himself even of legitimate food.
就是他该得着的食物，他也否定他的自己。
In order to wait upon his heavenly father.
他要等候他的父神。
And to do his father's will.
来成全父神的旨意。
And this is the principle of our living.
这就是我们生活该有的原则。
We do not seek for things below.
我们不是要寻找下面的食物。
We are not occupied just with this world.
我们不是占着被这世界的事情占有。
We do not live just for ourselves.
我们不是单为自己而活。
But we live by the living word of God.
我们活着是靠神所出的活的话。
Daily we are in communion with our God.
每一天我们与神相交。
And daily we live by His word.
每一天我们靠着神的话生活。
We live for Him.
我们为他而活。
And not for ourselves.
不是为着自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to set our priority.
我们需要把我们先决的事解决。
We should know what is the first thing that we should do.
我们需要知道我们首先要做的事是什么。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你们要先求神的国和他的义。
And then the Lord said, all these things shall be added unto you.
然后这一切都要加给你们。
So this is the first principle, the principle of living.
所以这个是头一个的原则，就是生活的原则。
In the second temptation,
在第二个试探里面，
we find the principle of believing.
我们就找到相信的原则。
Whether you believe or whether you tempt God.
你究竟是相信呢，或者你是试探神呢？
The devil took our Lord Jesus into the holy city.
魔鬼把我们的主带到圣城，
That is Jerusalem.
那就是耶路撒冷。
And then he led him up to the edge of the temple.
他就叫他站在殿顶上。
It is the pinnacle of the temple.
就是殿的最高的地方。
Now if you know the situation,
如果你知道当时的情形，
You know the pinnacle of the temple,
你知道殿的顶，
is pretty high.
是很高的。
And then from there you can look down over a cleft.
从那里你从一个斜坡看下去。
So the devil told the Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶魔鬼就跟我们的主耶稣说，
Now if you are the son of God,
你若是神的儿子，
you could jump from this pinnacle down into the cleft.
你可以从这个殿顶从这个原野跳下去。
Because it is written.
因为经上记着说，
You know, our Lord Jesus quoted scripture.
你知道我们的主耶稣引用圣经。
In the first temptation.
在他所受的第一个试探，他引用圣经。
So the devil also quoted scripture.
魔鬼也能够引用圣经。
He said, it is recorded.
他说圣经经上记着说，
God will send his angels to protect, to keep your feet.
主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，
that you may not, will not be crushed.
免得你的脚碰在石头上。
You know why the devil tempted the Lord to jump from the pinnacle of the temple?
你知道为什么魔鬼要试探主，要他从殿顶跳下来呢？
Because if anyone should jump from the pinnacle of the temple,
如果有人能够从殿顶跳下来，
in the view of all the multitude below.
在众人的面前跳下来。
And he could jump down and could land safely.
他能够跳下来，完全没有事情。
Now immediately the Jewish people would say, "Now this is the Messiah."
犹太人立刻就会说，这就是弥赛亚。
The Messiah has come.
弥赛亚已经来了。
And so in other words, the devil tempted the Lord and said,
换句话说，那个魔鬼就试探耶稣说，
You do not need to go through the cross in order to be the Messiah.
你不需要经过十架来成为弥赛亚。
You can claim yourself as the Messiah just by jumping down from the pinnacle of the temple.
你今天如果从殿顶跳下去，你就可以宣告你自己就是弥赛亚。
And the whole nation will acclaim you as the coming Messiah.
全个国家都要迎接你作为弥赛亚。
Will not that be a very comfortable and quick way?
这不是很快很舒服的办法吗？
It was really a great temptation.
实在是一个很大的试探。
But the Lord Jesus said,
但是主耶稣说，
It is also written,
经上又记着说，
You should not tempt the Lord your God.
不可试探主你的神。
You know, when the devil quoted scriptures,
你知道当魔鬼引用圣经的时候，
You know, brothers and sisters, that's why we need to know the scripture.
所以弟兄们，我们实在需要认识圣经。
Now, if we do not know the scripture,
我们如果不懂得圣经的话，
When devil quoted the scripture,
当魔鬼引用圣经的时候，
We will be completely confused.
我们就会完全的迷惑。
And we will be deceived.
我们就会受迷惑。
Because we say, well, this is the scripture.
我们就说这是圣经所说的。
Now we have to believe it.
我们必须相信。
But you know, sometimes the devil knows the scripture then the better than we do.
你知道魔鬼有的时候懂得圣经比我们多。
It is really a shameful thing for us.
实在对我们来说是一个很大的羞耻。
So I do encourage brothers and sisters that we really need to know the scripture.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姊妹们要认识圣经。
Now if we know the scripture, we will not be deceived by the devil.
如果我们懂得圣经的话，我们就会不会被魔鬼所欺骗。
Because when the devil quotes scripture,
因为当魔鬼引用圣经的时候，
he always quoted out of context.
他都是不照他的原上下文而引用的。
You know, there is a very wise saying.
有一句很智慧的话。
A text out of context is a pretext.
一句话假如不是根据那个上下文的话，那就是不对的，
变成借口了。
变成一个借口。
A text that is the scripture.
假如我们引用圣经，
out of context,
而不是照着上下文的话，
it becomes a pretext.
就变成了一个借口。
And you can use it for whatever you want to do.
你就可以用它做任何的事。
And that is the way that Satan always quotes the scripture.
那就是魔鬼引用圣经的方法。
You know, the scripture that is quoted is from a psalm.
你知道魔鬼所引用的圣经是在诗篇里面。
Psalm 91。
诗篇九十一篇。
Now if you would turn to Psalm 91。
如果我们来看诗篇九十一篇的话。
Most likely it is a psalm of Moses。
这很有可能是大卫所写的。
Moses。
摩西所写的。
Moses wrote two psalms。
摩西写了两个诗篇。
Psalm 90 and Psalm 91。
诗篇九十篇和九十一篇。
And he wrote these psalms.
他写了这两篇诗篇，
recalling what happened in the wilderness.
他就记起在旷野所发生的事。
You know, the children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years.
你知道以色列的子民他们在旷野四十年。
And when they came to the end of that journey,
在路程的末了，
Moses looked back and wrote these two beautiful songs.
摩西回头观看，他就写了这两首很美的诗。
Psalm 91 tells us how God protected them from all evils.
诗篇九十一篇讲到主怎样救他们脱离诸难。
And this is the psalm that Satan quotes.
这就是魔鬼所引用的圣经。
But he calls it out of context.
但是他不照上下文而引用。
Why? Because if you read this song,
因为假如你看这本这篇诗篇，
You find the psalm starts with verse 1.
这从第一节开始，
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
How do you do abide under the shadow of the Almighty?
我们怎样住在全能者的荫下呢？
Our God is the Almighty God.
我们的主是全能的神。
And as we are under His shadow,
我们如果在他的荫下，
that is, we are being protected.
那就是说我们受保护。
But how do you abide in the shadow of the Almighty?
但是我们怎样住在全能者的荫下呢？
It says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
这里说到住在至高者隐秘处的。
If we dwell in the secret place of the Most High,
如果我们住在至高者的隐秘处，
He is the Most High God.
他是至高的神。
And if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High,
如果我们住在至高者的隐秘处，
Then we abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
那我们就住在全能者的荫下。
In other words, if you do not dwell in His secret place,
换句话说，如果我们不住在至高者的隐秘处，
then you are not abiding under His shadow.
那我们就不在全能者的荫下。
His promise of protection,
他应许的保护，
is conditional upon our dwelling in Him.
那个条件就是我们要住在他的隐秘处。
And then again you find in verse 9,
第九节，
Because thou hast made Jehovah my refuge, the Most High thy dwelling place.
耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。
There shall no evil befall thee.
祸患必不临到你。
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy tent.
灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
For he shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
因他要为你吩咐他的使者。
So you find that God gives charge to his angel concerning you.
你看这里神吩咐他的使者。
It is conditional uponYou making Jehovah your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place.
这个条件就是说，耶和华是你的避难所，你将至高者当你的居所。
In other words, if you do not make the Lord your dwelling place,
换句话说，如果耶和华不是你的居所的话，
then there is no promise of God to charge His angels to keep you.
那主耶稣就没有应许说他要吩咐他的使者保护你。
Furthermore,
再进一步，
When the devil quotes scripture,
当撒旦引用圣经的时候，
He always omits something.
他总是把一些删掉。
He does not quote the whole scripture.
他不是把全部引用。
So here you find in verse 11,
这里你看在第十一节，
For he shall give his angels charge concerning thee,
因为因他要为你吩咐他的使者
to keep thee in all thy ways,
在你行的一切道路上保护你。
So he omits to keep thee in all thy ways.
所以撒旦就删掉在你行的一切道路上。
Because the all thy ways refers to the ways of God.
因为这里所说的行的一切道路上是说到神的道路。
If you abide, if you dwell in God,
如果你住在神的里面，
then all your ways are in His ways.
你一切的道路都是神的道路。
So Satan just delete that phrase.
所以撒旦就把这一句删去。
Because he knows that if you listen to him, you are out of God's way.
因为他知道如果你听他话的话，你就不在神的道路上。
And if you are out of God's way, God has not promised His protection.
假如你不在神的道路上，神没有应许要保护你。
And that's the way devil always quotes the scripture.
这就是撒旦引用圣经的方法。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
If we abide in the secret place of the Most High,
如果我们住在至高者的隐秘处，
then In all the ways that we walk, we will walk in the ways of God.
在我们所行的一切道路上，我们都是走在神的路上。
And there you'll find God was charged angels to protect us.
你就要看见神要吩咐他的使者保护我们。
Now if we do not abide in Christ,
假如我们不住在基督里。
And we are not walking in His way.
我们不是走在他的路上。
Instead, we are walking in our own way.
我们是走在我们自己的道路上。
And yet, we expect God to protect us.
然而，我们还期望神来保护我们。
Now, what is that?
那是怎么一回事？
That is the sin of presumption.
那就是
任意妄为的罪。
任意妄为的罪。
We commit the sin of presumption.
我们就犯了任意妄为的罪。
In other words, we are tempting God.
换句话说，我们是在试探神。
Because God has not promised us to do.
因为神并没有应许我们这样。
This is tempting God.
我们是在试探神。
So our Lord Jesus answered him with another scripture.
所以我们的主就用另外一节圣经回答魔鬼。
Again, it is from Deuteronomy.
又是从申命记来的。
Chapter 6.
第六章
And the Lord said, You shall not tempt the Lord your God.
主说不可试探主你的神
You are tempting God to do something that He has not promised.
你在试探神要他做一些事是他没有应许的
You know, sometimes some people said,
有些人这样说
The Lord is protecting me.
主耶稣在保护我
And He drives 100 miles an hour.
他就开时速100公里
Because he said God's angel will protect me.
因为神的使者要保护我。
And so some people say, well, if you drive 100 miles an hour, the angel is far behind you.
有些人就说如果你时速100公里主的使者远远在你的后面。
So you cannot expect him to protect you.
所以你不能够期待他能保护你。
That is the sin of presumption.
这就是任意妄为的。
And you know how David prayed that God will keep him from being presumptuous.
你知道大卫怎样求神不要让他任意妄为呢
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
When Adam and Eve were tempted in the Garden of Eden,
当亚当和夏娃在伊甸园受试探的时候
You know, the devil came and again you'll find how he twist the word of God.
你知道魔鬼怎样把神的话来歪曲
He...Tempted even said, now does God say?
那个试探者就说，神有这样说吗？
That you cannot eat any of the trees in the garden?
你不可以吃园中任何的果子吗？
And that implies that God is so unkind?
他的含义就是说，神是那样的不仁慈。
Then God is so cruel?
神是那样的残忍。
God is not a loving God, but a jealous God.
神不是一个爱的神，乃是个嫉妒的神。
He will not allow you to eat any of the trees and will rather see you die.
神不允许你吃任何的果子，他宁愿看你饿死。
And unfortunately, you'll find Eve was tempted.
很不幸的，你就看见夏娃就受了试探。
Oh, you say no. God said I can eat all the trees.
夏娃就说，不是神说我可以吃所有的果子。
But that tree,
除了那棵树。
That tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那棵别善恶树的果子。
I cannot eat, nor can I touch it.
我不能吃，也不能碰它。
Now God never said you cannot touch it.
神并没有说不能碰它。
It shows that in Eve's heart.
你就看见在夏娃的心里
She was already deceived.
她已经受了欺骗。
She had accepted the suggestion of Satan.
她已经接受了撒旦的提议。
That God was a harsh God.
就是神是一个很严肃的神。
You could not only eat it, but you should not even touch it.
不但不能吃，连碰都不可以。
And then Satan came in and said, Well, if you eat it, you will be like God.
撒旦就对他说：“你如果吃了，你就会像神一样。”
And you find our forefathers were tempted.
你就看见我们的始祖受了试探。
What God had not said,
神并没有说的。
They did it.
他们做了。
They could not expect God to protect them.
他们不能够期待神保护他们。
And we find man failed.
你就看见人失败了。
But we do thank God for the second man.
但是感谢神，他赐给我们第二个人。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
He was also tempted.
他也是受了试探。
He was tempted to go out of God's way.
他受试探要从神的道路上偏离
to seek something for his own glory
为自己寻找一点的荣耀
instead of following the way of God
而不是跟随神的道路
and that way will go through the cross
这个道路需要经过十字架
he was tempted to bypass the cross
他受试探要来躲开这个十字架
and get the glory
而得着荣耀
that our Lord Jesus
但是我们的主耶稣
He dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High
他是住在至高者的隐秘处
Therefore he is under the shadow of the Almighty
所以他就住在全能者的荫下
So he answered the enemy and said You shall not tempt the Lord your God
所以他回答仇敌说你不可试探主你的神
To tempt God means not believing in God
试探神就是说不相信神
If you believe in God you will not tempt him
你如果相信神你就不会试探他
You will rest in him
你就会在里面在他里安息
You will abide in him
你就会住在他里面
You will do his will
你就会行他的旨意
What he has promised
他所应许的
What he has given you
他所给你的
You will gladly accept
你就乐意的接受
But what he has not given you
但是他所没有给你的
You will not lust after these things
你就不会因着自己的私欲
You are contented and satisfied with God
你对神是满意的
That is believing in God
那就是相信神
Believing in God is trusting him
相信神就是对他有信心
Trust him in his love
相信他的爱
trust him in his faithfulness
相信他的信实
trust him in his promise
相信他的应许
trust him in his wisdom
相信神的智慧
and just commit yourself wholly to him
把你的全人交付给他
you know what is believing
什么是相信呢
believing is committing
相信就是交付
When you believe in God You commit yourself completely to God
当你相信神的时候你就把你全人交托给神
In other words You hand yourself over to God
换句话说你就把自己交给神
And let God govern your life
让神管理你的生命
Whatever he gives You receive with thankfulness
他所给你的你就感恩的接受
What he does not give You do not seek after
他所不给你的你就不要你就不寻求
You do not try to seek something for yourself
你不为自己求什么
And if the Lord's desire is the Lord's will that you should go through the cross
如果神的心意是要你经过十字架
Then you will willingly go through the cross
那你就甘心乐意的接受十字架
Instead of trying to bypass it
而不是要躲开它
You do not seek glory and honor for yourself
你不为自己求荣耀求尊贵
But you walk in the way of God
你乃是走在神的路上
Now that is believing God
这就是相信神
Dear brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
You look into the history of the children of Israel
你看一下以色列子民的历史
God delivered them out of Egypt
神把他们从埃及救出来
God brought them to himself
神把他们带到他自己里面
And at Mount Sinai God made a covenant with them
在西乃山上神与他们立约
And God said now if you keep my words then you will be my people and I will be your God
神说你如果遵守我的诫命你就要成为我的子民我就要做你们的神
And there in the wilderness you find God supplied at every need
在旷野里你看神供应他们每一个的需要
God led them through the wilderness
神带领他们经过旷野
God was good and kind and merciful to them
神对他们是善良的是蛮有仁慈的
Now they were a redeemed people.
他们是一个被赎的子民
Covenanted people.
他们是一个有神的约的子民
And they ought to believe in God.
他们需要相信神
Because God had delivered them with such mighty hand.
神用大能的手拯救他们
They have seen all these signs and wonders.
他们看了那样的神迹奇事
And they should worship God and they should believe in God.
他们应该相信神敬拜神
But what happened to them?
但是他们怎么样做呢
Now if you turn to Psalm 95
如果我们打开诗篇第九十五篇
In Psalm 95 we begin with verse 6，
我们从第六节开始。
Here the psalmist said, Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah, our Maker.
诗篇第九十五篇第六节，来啊，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下。
For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand.
因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。
Now, this is the right attitude.
这是我们该有的态度。
As a redeemed people,
我们是一个被赎的子民。
They should appreciate what God has done for them.
他们应该明白神所为他们所做的。
So they are called to worship and bow down before God.
所以这里世人叫他们要来，要屈身敬拜。
And to kneel before Jehovah.Their maker,
在造我们的耶和华面前跪下
acknowledging God as their God,
承认神是他们的神
and they are the people of his pasture,
他们是他草场的羊
the sheep of his hand,
是他手下的民
Now that is the right attitude,
那是我们该有的态度
That is a believing attitude,
那就是一个相信的态度
But instead of doing that,
但是反而他们所做的
You find they hardened their heart
你看见他们硬着心
In verse 9
在第九节
When your father tempted me threw me and saw my work
那时你们的祖宗试我探我并且观看我的作为
40 years was I grieved with this generation and said it is a people that do err in their hearts and they have not known my ways
四十年之久我厌烦了世代说这是心里迷糊的百姓仅不晓得我的作为
In spite of all that God had done for them
虽然神为他们做了那么多
They did not believe
他们还是不相信
They murmured
他们还是发怨
They couldn't wait
他们不能等候
You know God will supply their every need
你知道神供应他们每一个的需要
All they need to do is to follow the Lord
他们所需要的就只是跟从神
All they need to do is to believe and to obey
他们所需要做的只是信和顺从
And God will supply their every need
神就要供应他们每一个的需要
But instead of doing that
但是反而呢
They murmured
他们发怨言
They questioned God's love
他们就对神的爱怀疑
They said, can God spread a table in the wilderness?
他们就说神能够在旷野为我们设筵席吗
This is wilderness
这是旷野
We want to eat meat
我们要吃肉
Can God spread a table in the wilderness?
神能够在旷野设筵席吗
They question God's love and they question God's power
他们怀疑神的爱和神的能力
They tempted God again and again.
他们一次又一次的试探神。
Because they did not believe in God.
因为他们不相信神。
Now, if you would turn to Psalm 106.
你如果打开诗篇第一百零六篇。
Again, you'll find this song begin with Hallelujah.
这首的诗篇开始的时候是赞美。
As redeemed people of God, we shall praise the Lord.
我们是神所赎的子民，我们应该赞美耶和华。
Verse 12,
第十二节。
Then believed they his words, they sang his praise.
那时他们才信了他的话，歌唱赞美他。
Now that is the right attitude.
那是他们该有的态度。
But in verse 13,
但是十三节。
They soon forgot his works.
等不多时他们就忘了他的作为
They waited not for his counsel
不仰望他的指教
Verse 14
第十四节
And they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness
反倒在旷野大起欲心
And tempted God in the desert
在荒地试探神
Again verse
24第二十四节
And they despised the pleasant land They believed not his word
他们又藐视那美地，不信他的话。
But murmured in their tents, they hearkened not unto the voice of Jehovah.
在自己帐篷内发怨言，不听耶和华的声音。
God promised to lead them into a land flowing with milk and honey.
神应许他们要带他们到一个流奶与蜜之地。
And they were already at the border of the land.
他们已经在那个地的边界。
But they did not believe in God.
但是他们还不相信神。
They did not believe that God was able to lead them into this promised land.
他们不相信神有能力能够带他们进到应许之地。
They refused to go in.
他们拒绝进到那个地方。
Because they thought that they would be swallowed up by that land.
他们想他们要被那地的民吞吃。
They did not believe in God.
他们没有相信神。
They tempted God.
他们试探神。
Could God do this?
神能这样做吗？
What they could not do, they thought that God could not do.
他们想我们不能做，神也不能做。
So here you find in Numbers chapter 14.
所以你就在这里看见，在民数记第十四章。
It is said they tempted God 10 times.
那里说他们试探神十次。
Until finally God said, "This is a people who did not believe."
只知道神说这是一个不信的子民。
Therefore they could not enter into the promised land.
所以他们不能够进到应许之地。
And this is the conclusion of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的结论。
Because if you read Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19,
你如果看希伯来书第三章第十九节，
See, that is how the Holy Spirit concluded the whole thing.
那就是圣灵怎么样总括这个整个的事情。
They could not enter in on account of unbelief.
那你说他们不能够进入应许之地，是因着他们的不信。
Tempting God and unbelief are one and the same thing.
试探神如何不相信神是同一的事情。
People tempt God because they do not believe in God.
人试探神因为他们不相信神。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
let us look ourselves.
让我们看我们自己。
Are we not the redeemed of the Lord?
我们是不是神所赎的子民呢？
Are we not believers?
我们是不是信徒呢？
Now we are called believers.
我们是叫称为圣徒信徒。
Now being believers, it means that we are a people who believe in God.
作为一个信徒，我们是应该相信神的。
And not just once upon a time we believe in God.
不是曾经有一个段时间我们相信过神。
But our whole life as a believer is on the principle of believing.
但是我们作为一个信徒，我们整个的生活就是一个相信的生活。
A Christian life is a life of faith.
一个基督徒的生活是一个信心的生活。
We do not live by sight.
我们不是靠着眼见。
We do not live by feeling.
我们不是靠着感觉。
We live by faith.
我们乃是靠着信心。
By believing in our God.
我们相信我们的神。
We know who He is.
我们知道他是谁。
He has loved us.
我们知道他爱我们。
He has saved us.
他救了我们。
He has proven to us.
他向我们显示
of his faithfulness,
证明他的信实。
We are the people of his pasture.
我们是他草场上的羊。
We are the sheep of his hand.
我们是他手下的门。
The Lord is my shepherd.
主是我的牧者。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
We are believers.
我们是信徒。
And as we believe in him,
当我们相信他，
we commit ourselves to him.
我们就把自己交托给他。
You know, believing is committing.
你知道相信就是要交托。
Now, if you say you believe in the Lord,
如果你说你相信主，
and you do not commit yourself to the Lord,
你却没有把自己交托给他，
your belief is false.
你的相信是假的。
Now, if you really believe in God,
你如果真的相信神，
then you commit yourself to Him.
你就把自己交托给他，
and let Him take care of you.
让他照顾你。
Believing that whatever He does with you is good.
你相信神在你身上所做的一切事都是好的。
You know, in Hebrews chapter 11,
在希伯来书第十一章，
verse 6,
第六节，
He said, without faith, no one can please God.
那里说人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
If we draw near to God,
如果我们要亲近神，
we must believe that God is,
我们必须相信神是，
and we must believe that He rewards those who seek after Him.
我们也要相信他要赏赐信他的人。
You know, in the original, it does not say we must believe that He is God.
那个原文不是说我们要相信他是神。
We have already believed that he is God.
我们已经相信了他是神。
In the original, he said we must believe that he is.
原文说我们必须相信他现在是。
God is.
神是。
In other words, he is the great I am.
换句话说，他是那个我就是。
I am what I am.
我就是。
I am.
我就是。
And you can fill in the rest.
你可以把其他的填上。
I am your salvation.
我是你的救恩。
I am your deliverance.
我是你的拯救。
I am your peace.
我是你的平安。
I am your wisdom.
我是你的智慧。
I am your supply.
我是你的供应。
I am your strength.
我是你的力量。
I am your shepherd.
我是你的牧者。
I am your protection.
我是你的保护。
I am your dwelling place.
我是你的居所。
I am your love.
我是你的爱。
I am your God.
我是你的神。
I am your rock.
我是你的
高台。I'm your high tower.
我是你的高台。
In other words, he is everything to us.
换句话说，他是我们的一切。
We who believe in God,
我们相信神的。
Our God is the all-sufficient God.
我们的神是全住的神。
We can commit ourselves to him.
我们能够把自己交托给他。
Trusting in his wisdom.
相信他的智慧。
Knowing that whatever he does.Is the right thing.
知道他所做的都是对的。
We do not depend upon our wisdom.
我们不是依靠自己的智慧。
And try to judge God whether he has done the right thing.
来判定神，看他有没有做对。
We commit ourselves to his wisdom.
我们乃是交托给他的智慧。
We rest in him.
我们在他里面安息。
We wait upon him.
我们等候他。
We trust in him.
我们相信他。
We allow him to lead us.
我们让他引领我们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
this is a life of faith.
这就是一个信心的生活
believing
相信
and we know that if we seek him
我们知道我们如果寻找他
he will reward us
他要赏赐我们
not only with this age
不但在今生
but the reward is in eternity
那个赏赐乃是在永远的
we believe it
我们相信
we are supposed to be a believing people
我们应该是一个相信的人
Now, if you believe in God,
如果我们相信神
will you tempt him?
你会不会试探他呢
There is no need to tempt him.
你不需要试探他
Sometimes you may be in lack.
有的时候你好像有缺乏
But if you abide in the secret place of the Most High,
但是你如果住在至高者的隐秘处
you can wait upon him.
你就能够等待他
Knowing that our God is never in haste nor he ever delays
知道我们的神不会太快也不会太慢
When the time comes the supply will come
时候到了那个供应就会来
We can rest in him
我们能够在他里面安息
But brothers and sisters oftentimes we do not have such faith
但是弟兄姊妹们我们多少时候就没有这样的信心
When we look backto our life
我们回头看我们的生活
we find sometimes we murmur
你就发现我们常发怨言
it seems that God's supplies come too slow
好像神的供应来得太慢了
sometimes we doubt his wisdom
有的时候我们就怀疑神的智慧
we say why
为什么
we tempt him
我们试探他
we want him to do things that he has not promised
我们要他做他所没有应许的事
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
where is our faith?
我们的信心在哪里呢
And that is the reason why we found our Christian life is so weak.
这就是为什么我们基督徒的生命是那样的软弱。
If we live a life of faith,
如果我们是过一个信心的生活
like our Lord Jesus,
好像我们的主耶稣
how he believed in God,
他怎样信神
he does not seek anything for himself.
他没有为自己找求什么。
Even if God wants him to go to the cross,
就是神要他经过十字架
In order to arrive at glory
才能够达到荣耀
He will go through the cross
他也经过十字架
He will not bypass it
他不会躲避他
He trusts in his father's wisdom
他相信父神的智慧
And in his father's goodness
在他父神的良善
And what a life he lives
他过的是何等的一个生活
Nothing can disturb him
没有什么事能够打搅他。
Nothing can overwhelm him.
没有一切事能够胜过淹没他。
You'll find he's always under the shadow of the Almighty.
你就看见他总是在全能者的印下。
And this is the way that we should live.
这就是我们该过的生活。
We live by faith.
我们靠信心而活。
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
If we live by faith,
如果我们靠信心而活，
you'll find our life is resting.
你就会发现我们的生活满了安息。
Because we know that our God is good.
因为我们知道我们的神是善的。
We can trust in Him.
我们能够相信他。
We commit ourselves to Him.
我们把自己交托给他。
But sometimes we say, well, but I do not have this, that faith.
有的时候我们就说我们没有这样的信心。
Now it is true. Naturally speaking, we don't have that kind of faith.
实在来说，按照我们天然，我们没有那样的信心。
So far as our natural man is concerned, we can only believe ourselves.
按照我们的天然来说，我们只能够相信我们的自己。
What we cannot do, we cannot believe that God can do it.
我们不能做的，我们以为神也不能做。
We do not have that kind of faith.
我们没有那样的信心。
Now, where do we get such faith?
我们怎样得到这样的信心呢？
You remember that verse in Hebrews?
你记得在希伯来书那里说？
Chapter 12, verse 2.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
It says, looking steadfastly on Jesus.The leader and completer of faith.
希伯来书第十二章第二节那里说，仰望为我们信心长尺承重的耶稣。
You know, we are on a race. It is not a 100-yard dash.
不是一个一百公尺的赛跑。
And we are on that race, that long race.
我们在这个长的比赛里面。
And in that long race, they are full of obstacles.
这个长的比赛里面蛮有障碍。
Now how can we finish the race?
我们怎样完成这个比赛呢？
Where can we get that faith?
我们怎样得着那样的信心呢？
He says, look steadfastly on Jesus.
那里说到仰望我们的主耶稣。
You know, in the original, it means look off. Look off unto Jesus.
原文里面是说从其他的要把我们的眼目从其他转移到主耶稣。
Look away from everything.
把我们的眼目从其他转移出来。
And just look at Jesus.
单单注视主耶稣。
You know, our problem is we look around.
你知道我们的难处就是说我们是四围看。
We look around and we see many people.
我们看我们的四周，我们看见很多的人。
And we see our environment.
我们看见我们的环境。
And not only we look around, we look within.
我们不但看四周，我们也看我们的里面。
And we see ourselves.
我们看见我们的自己。
Sometimes we think that we are tremendous.
有的时候我们以为自己很了不起，
and we become proud.
我们就很骄傲。
Sometimes we feel, well, there's nothing good in me.
有的时候我们就觉得我们一点良善都没有，
and we are depressed.
我们就觉得很低落。
Now the Bible said, look off, look off.
圣经告诉我们要转移我们的眼目。
Don't look at all these things.
不要看这些。
But look, fix your look upon Jesus.
注目仰望耶稣。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he is the leader and completer of faith.
因为他是为我们信心创始成终的。
The Chinese translation is very good.
中文的翻译很好。
Because in the King James Version, he is the author and finisher of faith.
在King James Version 里面那里说到他是我们信心的作者。
The word in the original actually is a very special word.
原文是一个很特别的字。
It means the leader.
那里说到他是我们的带领者。
But the meaning of that word is he is the one who originates the thing and set the matter on course.
那原文就是说他是创造那个信心的，而且保守那个信心在那个道路上。
So he is actually the originer of faith.
所以他是信心的创造者。
And this word is used four times in the New Testament.
在新约里这个字用了四次。
Two times in Hebrews and two times in Acts.
两次在希伯来书，两次在使徒行传。
And it's only used on the Lord Jesus.
只用在主耶稣的身上。
He is the leader.
他是呢带领者。
He blazed the path.
他先走了那个道路。
He opened the way.
他把那个道路开放
that we may enter in.
叫我们能够走进去。
He is the originator of our faith.
他是我们的信心的创始者。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
where does our faith come from?
我们的信心从哪里来呢？
Look at him.
看主耶稣。
If we look at him, then faith will rise within us.
如果我们看主耶稣，信心就会从我们里面出来。
Because he is so faithful.
因为主是蛮有信实的主。
This is how we get our faith.
这就是我们得着信心的方法。
You know, Satan tries to shift our look to things other than our Lord Jesus.
你知道撒旦要做一件事情，就是要把我们的眼目从主耶稣身上转移。
And by looking at all these things, we fall down.
当我们看周围的事的时候，我们就倒下来。
You remember the story of Peter.
你看彼得。
And our Lord Jesus was walking on the water.
主耶稣在水中行走。
And the disciples saw the Lord coming.
门徒就看见主耶稣。
They were frightened.
他们就害怕。
And the Lord said, No, it is I.
主耶稣说不要怕。
Now Peter said, Now if you, it is, if it is you.
彼得说如果是你是主。
Come in, that I also walk on the water.
你就吩咐我在水上行走。
And the Lord said, Come.
主耶稣就说来。
So Peter walked out of the boat.
彼得就从船上下来。
His eyes were upon the Lord.
他那个时候眼目是在主耶稣身上。
And he walked on the water.
他就在水上行走。
But then he suddenly remembered he was on the water.
忽然间他就记起他在水上。
So he looked around.
他就四周看。
He looked at the water and he sank.
他一看见那个水，他就沉下去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this is how it is.
这就是那个事。
The reason why we fall is because we look around.
我们跌倒是因为我们看环境。
If we look at Jesus,
如果我们看主，
the author and finisher of faith,
那个为我们信心创始成终的，
that's where our faith comes from.
那就是我们信心的来源。
Now where does faith come from?
信心从哪里来？
In Romans chapter 10,
在罗马书第十章。
If you will turn to it, Romans chapter 10,
罗马书第十章
verse 17,
第十七节。
So faith then is by report, and the report by God's word.
可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Faith comes by hearing.
信道是从听道来的。
And hearing comes by the word of God.
听到是从基督的话来的。
Now again you find the word here is not logos.
这里你又会看见这个话不是 logos.
The word here in the original is rhema.
原文这个话是 rhema.
In other words,
换句话说，
it is not just hearing logos.
不是单单听见 logos.
It isHearing Rhema.
还是听见 Rhema.
I explained last night already.
昨天晚上我已经讲过。
God has spoken.
神已经说了话。
And it is recorded in this book.
他的话就记载在圣经里。
This is Logos.
这是 Logos.
It's truth.
是真理。
Eternal truth.
永远的真理。
But if we read the Bible,
但是如果我们读圣经
without the illumination of the Holy Spirit,
就没有圣灵的光照。
These are letters to us.
只不过是字句。
And letters kill.
字句是叫人死。
But when we read the word of God,
但是当我们读神的话，
And we pray,
我们祷告，
And we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal His word to us,
我们求圣灵光照我们。
And the Holy Spirit begins to open the word to us.
圣灵就把这些话语向我们开启。
As if God is speaking to me personally.
就好像神 单独的个人的向你说话。
And when that word comes to me,
当这些话临到你的时候，
immediately my faith rises.
立刻你的信心就起来了。
You know what is believing?
你知道什么是相信呢？
Believing is not I try to grasp the word of God.
相信不是说我要来抓神的话。
It is when God's word grasps me.
乃是当神的话抓住你。
Now in the beginning, you are grasping God's word.
开始的时候你是来抓神的话。
Keep on grasping.
你继续的抓。
Keep on praying.
你继续的祷告。
Until one day that word begins to grasp you.
直至到有一天这些话语来抓住你。
And then you'll know.
然后你就知道。
This is faith.
这是信心。
So faith comes by the living word of God.
所以信心来自从神活的话而来的。
And then thirdly,
第三，
you know in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22,
在提摩太后书第二章第二十二节。
Here you find the Apostle Paul tells Timothy.
这里使徒保罗对提摩太说，
But youthful lust flee.And pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those that call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
提摩太后书第二章的第二十二节，第十七节，逃避少年的私欲，同拿清。第二十二节，你要逃避少年的私欲，同拿清信祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Here you find you should pursue faith.
这里说到要追求信心。
With those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart.
同拿清信祷告主的人。
Faith is something that we need to pursue.
我们需要追求信心。
Now we know faith is the gift of God.
我们知道信心乃是神的礼物。
And that's in Ephesians chapter 2.
在以弗所书第二章。
But you need to pursue it.
但是你需要追求。
And you pursue faith with those who call upon the name of the Lord out of a pure heart.
你要同那些倾心祷告的人一同来追求。
How we need brothers and sisters.
我们何等需要弟兄姊妹们。
We pursue faith together.
我们一同追求信心。
And we learn from each other faith.
我们彼此学习信心的功课。
That's the reason why we need to readThose men and women of faith in the scripture.
那就是为什么我们要从圣经来看那些信心的伟人。
We need to read those biographies of those men and women of God who believed in God.
我们就要看那些神相信神的人他们的传记。
We need to encourage one another with what God has done in our lives.
我们就要彼此勉励，看神在我们的身上做的工作。
This is the way to pursue.
这就是追求信心的途径。
And then we will encourage one another.
我们彼此鼓励。
And our faith will increase.
我们的信心就增长。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
we should never tempt God.
我们不该试探神。
Now in James it is said, God cannot be tempted by evil.
雅各书里面说到神不能够被那恶者试探。
Now it means that because God's nature is good,
因为神的本性是善良的，
so evil cannot tempt God.
所以呢恶者不能够试探神。
You cannot tempt God to do something evil.
你不能够试探神做一些不好的事。
Now how often you find we tempt God?
你常常发现你在试探神。
But God will not be tempted by you.
但是神不会受你试探。
On the contrary, if you tempt God, you will suffer the consequence of tempting him.
反而你如果试探神，你就要遭受那个试探神的结果。
Just like the children of Israel.
就好像以色列的子民。
They tempted God 10 times.
他们十次的来试探神。
They did not believe in God.
他们不相信神。
And the result was,
结果呢？
They could not enter into the promised land.
他们就不能够进到应许之地。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
do not tempt God,
而不要试探神，
but learn to believe in him,
学习来相信他，
trust in him,
相信他，
knowing that he is good,
知道神是善的，
all that he has done in your life is according to his goodness and wisdom.
他在你身上所做的一切都是本于他的智慧，他的善良。
Commit yourself to him.
把你自己交托他。
Wait upon him.
等候他。
And trust him.
相信他。
Now, if you do that,
你如果这样做，
you'll find that your Christian life will be a straight path.
你就会发觉基督徒的道路是一条直的路。
Because this is the way that our Lord Jesus lived.While he was on earth.
因为这是我们主耶稣在世生活的时候所走的路。
May we live likewise.
让我们学习他一样的活。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do want to praise and thank thee. Even though our first father, when he was tempted, he failed.But we do thank thee that thou, our Lord, the second man, thou was tempted, and yet thou overcame. We do praise and thank thee thou hast shown us the way to overcome all temptations. Lord, do teach us the principle of believing, that we may really commit, trust ourselves to thee.And do not tempt thee in any way. And Lord, we do pray that thou will be glorified in our lives. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
感谢主再一次对我们说话。我们的特别的聚会明天是最后一次，明天早上信使的聚会是从9:40开始唱诗歌，然后我们有纪念主的聚会，最后我们有爱宴的聚会，所以请弟兄姊妹继续为着这些聚会参加祷告，并且多多来参加。I see a lot of brothers and sisters looking at me and thinking, what is this guy talking about? Well, our meeting tomorrow will have the last of this season meeting. The meeting will start at 9:40 for hymn singing, and then we'll have the message. And tomorrow we'll have also the Lord's table, and also tomorrow we'll have also the love feast. So,Continue to pray for about this meeting and come again tomorrow. Good night.